Good evening, Rabbi Levin. You are now live.
Good evening. Special thank you. Jake Wyman has been so gracious to patch me in tonight. Thank you very, very much, Jake. It's always a pleasure and honor to speak to you and to be part of your creation, shareenjoyment.com. You have, with great skill and excitement and pleasure, brought us all together to learn every day. And for that, you deserve quite a lot of credit. Tonight, we're going to learn the Zecher Ul'ili Nishmas, Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. We thank our sponsor for his generosity in dedicating the Shir Ul'ili Nishmas. This week is Parshas Chukas. In Parshas Chukas, there are many topics. We begin with the Paraduma, one of the most difficult mitzvahs, the Chukim, and there are many other topics, and the topic I want to discuss is the chet of the Mei HaMeriva. What is the chet of the Mei HaMeriva? Moshe Rabbeinu, he hits the rock instead of speaking to the rock. Let's review what happened. Miriam, in her merit, 40 years, the Jewish people were in the desert, had water. They had what to drink in her merit. And the day came when Miriam passed away. And when Miriam passed away, the Be'er, Miriam, dried up. Moshe Rabbeinu, the people came to Moshe Rabbeinu, they complained, what's going to be? We no longer have water. How are we going to survive without the water? So Moshe goes to Hashem, and Moshe discusses this with Hashem, and Hashem says to Moshe the following, Kach es ha-mate, take your mate, v'hakel es o'eda, assemble the people. Ata v'yaro enochichu, you and Aaron, your brother, v'dibartim el ha-sela, and you shall speak to the rock, le'enehem, in their presence. V'nosan me'mav, and the rock will give forth water. Yoytzeis l'hamayim en ha-sela, v'yishkiso es o'eda v'yesbira. Okay, so Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to go to the rock, I want you to speak to the rock. We put emphasis on the word v'dibartim, to the rock, in their presence. And there's no mention here of Hashem telling Moshe to hit the rock. And we all know that when Moshe Rabbeinu, for the very first time, brought forth water, immediately after they left, after Kriyas Yamsuf, Moshe there was told to hit the rock. So here Moshe was told to speak to the rock. Moshe assembled the people. Okay, that's also part of the message. That's a very critical part of this story. Moshe didn't just privately bring the water. Moshe brought the water in the presence of the entire Jewish people. And together with Aaron, in front of the Sela, and he gave the people Musa, Shimu no ha-moirim, you rebellious people. It's very interesting how Rashi explains the word morim, people who teach their teachers. Mora is a teacher. A mora, male teacher, mora, female teacher. And here, the people who rebel, they're trying to teach their teachers. We like to loosely translate this word as rebellious people. And he says to them, Hamin hasel hazeh, from this particular rock, notzi lochem moyim. And then Vayari Moshe, said the Moshe, lifts up his hand, Vayach, and he smites es hasela, b'mateu pa'amoyim, two times, Vayetsu mayim rabim, v'teish to'eda uvi'ira. Now, there's a lot going on here in this passage. Rashi brilliantly explains the details of exactly what happened and makes all the fine diyukim, which we're going to read in one moment. Immediately thereafter, Hashem says to Moshe, Yan, because lo hemantem bi, you did not have faith in me, lahakti shem, to sanctify me in the presence of the Jewish people. Therefore, you, Moshe, will not bring the people into the land. Hema mei meriva, this is what we call the water of quarreling. Asher ravu b'nei Yisrael es Hashem. They quarreled, the Jewish people quarreled with Hashem. Vayikodesh bam, and they were sanctified through it. And we know this was a very tragic moment in Jewish history when Moshe's fate was sealed, that he would not enter into Eretz Yisrael and help the Jewish people settle and get them off on the right track. If only Moshe Rabbeinu would have come into Eretz Yisrael, everything would have been very, very different. He did not merit this because, as the Pasuk says numerous places, Moshe sinned. He failed to have faith in Hashem, and he did not sanctify Hashem's name. What was the issue? On a very simple level, the way we've been taught all the years in yeshiva and school, is Hashem told Moshe to speak to the rock, and Moshe did not obey. Moshe hit the rock. It's very difficult to understand this. I know we've been taught this many times, but still, okay, Moshe made a mistake. Moshe didn't just make a mistake out of nowhere. 40 years ago, not 40 years, 38 years ago, when the Jewish people left Egypt, there Hashem told Moshe to hit the rock. So Moshe didn't pay attention to the minute details. So he hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. It was a mistake. It did not bring about the full sanctification of Hashem's name. It would have been a greater miracle had he spoke. Okay, we accept. But why? Why is this highlighted in the Torah with an intensity and with consequences that are beyond the pale? This is a very serious consequence. And Moshe would not be able to bring the Jewish people into the land of Eretz Yisrael. Moshe would pray 515 prayers for Eschanan is Bigimatri of 515. Hashem would have to say, Moshe, stop. Under no condition will you enter into the land because of the sin. You are not going to be the leader. Why? What is it about this Avera that is so terrible that the punishment fits the crime? No one is denying there was a crime. There was an indiscretion. But it just seems a bit excessive. So I think there's something very deep over here. And Rashi, really, if you read the Rashi very, very carefully, I think we can see what's really going on. Rashi here tells us, in the beginning of the story, explains what does it mean, hanin, hasela, hazeh? Let me read you the exact words of Rashi. Rashi says, vayakilu, Moshe gathered the people, hanin, hasela, hazeh, noitzi. Rashi says, lefi shelo hoyu makirin oso. You know what happened? Moshe gathered all the people to a specific rock, which Hashem commanded Moshe to hit. There were many rocks, many, many stones in this area. Hashem told Moshe, I want you to hit a very specific stone. Hashem indicated, however that was, it's not clear to us, but there was a clear mark and indication which specific stone he was to hit. Rashi says, "Lefi shahola hasela v'yoshav loy dein hasela'im ki shenistalek haber." Something very bizarre happened. The stone rolled away. It picked itself up and moved away. It went and it put itself amongst many other stones. It was no longer recognizable which was the specific stone that Hashem wanted Moshe to hit. For whatever reason, that's not our topic, but that's a fascinating thing. The stone picked itself up and disguised itself amongst many other stones. The Hoyu Yisrael Oimrim, the Jewish people said to Moshe, delayed. Oh no, I have to hit a very specific stone. And I can't find it. I don't know where it is. It rolled away. And there are so many stones. I have to go look at every single stone to see if I can figure out which was the stone. Where did it go? The Jewish people had enormous, enormous faith in Hashem. After 40 years in the desert, eating the man, being sheltered by the Anani HaKavod, drinking from the Be'er of Miriam, they were on an exalted level of spirituality. And Rashi says they said to Moshe, V'hoyu Yisrael oimrim lohem, Maluchem ne'eze sela toitziu lonu moy. What difference does it make? It's anyway a miracle for water to come forth from a stone. What difference does it make if it comes from this stone or that stone or this one? Speak to any stone. It's anyway a miracle. Hashem has infinite power. We know that. We experience Yitzias Mitzrayim. We survived 40 years in the desert. You can't find the stone? It doesn't matter. Speak to any stone, it will be sufficient. And Moshe responds to them. He says, "Kach Omar, therefore, Omar Lohem." I'm reading Rashi. Hamoirim, Sar Vonim, Loshen Yivani, Shaitim. It means foolish people, foolish people. He told Klal Yisrael that you are foolish to say such a thing. Moirimes Moireim, are you trying to teach your teachers? You're fools for making such a statement. Hamin Asela Hazeh, Shloim Nitzazinu Olav. Can I speak to a stone and demand it bring forth water, which Hashem did not specify? Noitzi Lachem Moyim. If Hashem tells you to do something specific, you have no right to deviate one iota. Hashem told me to speak to a very specific stone. Even though you are correct, what difference does it make? Anyway, this is something which is supernatural. But if Hashem tells you it's this stone, that means this stone and not that stone. That's how one must serve Hashem. Do not deviate one iota from Hashem's command. Moshe gave Musar to the Jewish people. When you have faith in Hashem, the faith has to be exactly what Hashem demands from you. Finally, Moshe found the stone. Found it. And what did he do? He hit it twice. Pa'amoyim. Rashi says, Lufi, Sheberishoyim Elohitzi Elatipin. Moshe hit the rock. He made a mistake. He hit the rock. And a small drop came out. Lufi, Shaloit Tziva Hamokim Lahakoifa, because he made a mistake. Hashem told Moshe to speak. And Moshe, by mistake, after he identified the correct stone, he hit it. So only a small amount of water came forth. Because Hashem told him, Rashi says, V'dibartem el ha'sela. V'heima dibu el ha'sela acher. And they spoke, or Rashi explains a little bit more detail, they spoke to a sela acher v'lehoitzi. Amu shema tzach l'ha'koisai kibarishayna. Shenemar v'kisa v'atzur. V'nizdamin lehem oisa sela. Then finally they found the sela v'hiko. Rashi basically explains is that the way Rashi appears to explain is that Moshe, he spoke to the rock originally as he was told to do, and only small drop came out because Moshe did not find the correct stone. And Moshe was frustrated. And when Moshe finally found the correct stone, he by mistake hit that stone, and then the water came out. Now let's understand what's happening over here. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Moshe is the leader. He's telling the Jewish people, you have to do something exactly the way Hashem told you to do it. And then a few moments later, Moshe violated his own rule. Moshe hit the rock instead of speak to the rock. In the beginning, they could not identify which is the correct stone. The people said, what difference does it make? Moshe says, whatever Hashem tells you do exactly what he says. If Hashem specified rock A, you may not communicate with rock B. That was Moshe's musa. But then Moshe violated his own instructions. When he finally found the correct stone, he hit the rock. But Hashem said, speak to the rock, not hit the rock. Moshe, the rules that you give the Jewish people are not just rules for the people. The leaders have to follow the same rules. If Hashem told you to speak, it means speak and not hit. Just like you taught us, if Hashem specifies this specific stone, it means this stone and not that stone. This is a tragic, tragic failure in leadership. Chas v'shol for us to criticize Moshe Rabbeinu. God forbid. Moshe Rabbeinu is everything. But we have to look at Rashi, look at the sequence of events, and try to understand the tragedy of the Chet, the Bnei HaMeriva. A leader is accountable to obey the law, to practice what he preaches, infinitely more than his constituents, his people, his followers. Moshe gave Musa to the Jewish people that you must do exactly what Hashem says. Then how much more so does Moshe, the leader, obligated to do exactly what Hashem says? The same sequence of events. The people wanted Moshe to do something different, and he gave them Musa. And then Moshe violated his own rule, or he deviated what he was supposed to do. That is a major failure in leadership. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest leader, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the dark take. with tzaddikim to the degree of a hair's breadth. And it puts the chait of the Nei Meriva in a different perspective. It wasn't just that Moshe, in a private matter, in something which was between him and Hashem, made a mistake, made an error, was careless. The error here was a chilul Hashem. It was a disgrace. The leadership of the Jewish people, the leader was preaching, demanding from the people to be precise. And in the very same manner where he was preaching, he decided, I do not need to follow that rule. I have a different standard. I can do things differently. Of course, Chas v'Shalom, do we mean this to criticize Moshe? Obviously, there's a lot of depth things that are going on here, and we give Moshe all the credit. But we need to understand, what is the depth of the Nei HaMeriva? Why was this considered by Hashem such a horrible chait to deny Moshe's entry into the land? Coming into Eretz Yisrael demands a leader that practices what he teaches his people. The slightest defect in this matter caused horrible consequence. Moshe was unable to continue to lead. Yehoshua had to take over. The standards of a leader are very, very high. When we find ourselves in life having leaders who are great people, who have accomplished for the community things that are truly blessings, but if we discover that they don't hold themselves accountable to what they espouse, what they promote, then there's something fundamentally wrong. And it demands an assessment. It demands an analysis of what is really going on here. Can we really rely upon someone like this who promotes an agenda and does not consider himself accountable to the same set of rules? Moshe Rabbeinu, as we said many, many times, is the greatest of the great. And this level of sin is what we call Dakois Shebedakois. It's Kechut HaSara. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dealing with his holy people, the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael, is very high standards from us. And he made an example of Moshe Rabbeinu, took him all over Tanakh, the chait of the Nei HaMeriva, tragedy for which Moshe was denied to continue in his leadership. It wasn't just a simple misunderstanding, a simple private matter. It's something on a different magnitude. Reading the Rashi, understanding the sequence of events, presents the idea that we expressed. We have to learn from this in our own personal lives, whether a person is a parent, spouse, representative of a community. The first rule in leadership is to practice what you preach. Thank you very much for coming tonight on July 4th to a shir. And again, thank you, Jake Weinman, for bringing me in for shirinsherman.com. We will thank you for your perseverance, for your effort, for your time. May everyone have a wonderful week and success in all of your endeavors. Good night.